This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 247 for Friday, January 27th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are narrowly mixed on Friday morning, despite pressure from declines in the Chicago soy complex. The March canola contract nudges up a dime at $806.20 per ton, and the May contract steps back 30 cents at $806.80. Pressure is also coming from losses in European rapeseed, while Malaysian palm oil finished higher. Small upticks in global crude oil prices are providing support to vegetable oils. Canola crush margins remain very wide, underpinning values. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending January 22nd are down slightly at nearly 503,000 tons. However, canola exports fall 23% at about 175,000 tons, and domestic usage rises 30% at 298,000 tons. As frigid Arctic temperatures descend across the prairies, expectations point towards the deep freeze not lasting as long as initially expected. Temperatures are forecast to push towards normal by the second week of February. The Canadian dollar is higher with the loonie at 75.17 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 74.91. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange says recent rains have somewhat improved crops in Argentina. Soybeans rise 3 points at 7% good to excellent, and corn is up 7 points at 12% good to excellent. The United States Department of Agriculture attaché in Australia pegs that country's 2022-23 wheat harvest at a record 37 million tons. The European Commission is keeping its call on 2022-23 wheat production at 126.4 million tons, and rapeseed remains at 19.6 million tons. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday morning. The March contract is down 3 cents at 15.20 and a half per bushel. March soy oil dips almost 2 tenths of a cent at 60.6 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal dips 60 cents at $476.50 per short ton. Corn futures are unchanged with the March contract at 682 and a half per bushel. Oats are slightly higher with its March contract bumping up 2 cents at 388. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago March loses 3 cents at 749. Kansas City March slips 2 cents at 862 and a half. And Minneapolis March is down a nickel at 913. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, January 27th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.